Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Lady in the Tower, The Fall of Anne Boleyn, by Alison Weir. Narrated by Judith Boyd.
Prologue. The Solemn Joust. May Day was one of the traditional highlights of the English royal court's spring calendar, and was customarily celebrated as a high festival. The May Day of 1536 was no exception, being marked by a great tournament or solemn joust, which was held in the tilt yard at Greenwich, the beautiful riverside palace much favoured by King Henry VIII, who had been born there in 1491. It was a warm day, and pennants fluttered in the breeze as the courtiers crowded into their seats to watch the contest. At the appointed time, the king took his place at the front of the royal stand, which stood between the twin towers of the tilt yard, in front of the recently built banqueting hall. He was not yet the bloated and diseased colossus of his later years, but a muscular and vigorous man of 45, over 6 feet tall, red-bearded and magnificently dressed, a perfect model of manly beauty, his head imperial and bald. His queen of 3 years, Anne Boleyn, seated herself beside him. One of the most notorious women in Christendom, she was 10 years younger than her husband, very graceful, very French. She had spent some years at the French court, and stylishly attired, but not the handsomest woman in the world. Her skin was swarthy, her bosom not much raised, and she had a double nail on one of her fingers. Her long brown hair was her crowning.